deep funds of stability to draw on. But what you don't have is any earth, which means that you don't always keep your feet on the ground.
No, I don't.
So you're basically flying.
As of the last hour I haven't been on.
Yes. But inwardly, you know, you're flying as opposed to a sort of, you know, clodder or stomper or whatever. Right. I'll tell you what it's vaguely it's all about, which is not difficult. Astrologers make it look really difficult, and it's not. And the symbols on the outside are for the signs of the zodiac, which are quite trendy, and you see them around on the mugs and stuff. They're the Aries, which is the horns.
Right.
You do have an awful lot of Aries in your chart. You are primarily an Arian, there's absolutely no doubt.
Right.
But you're also a mixture of other things as well. If you ever want to know what all those are, I mean, I felt when I drew
these
it up...
These are female, right?
Yeah, that's and right. That's Venus, which is the planet of love and, curiously, money.
Oh.
Yes, quite strange.
Strange relation to money.
Yeah. Very interesting. Moon, which is self-evident.
Right.
Even though I can't draw, but... the one with the hat on, again, badly drawn. Light Venus with a hat on, that's Mercury.
Oh, that's not... Okay.
And that's the way you think and the way you communicate.
Right.
Either verbally or writing.
Yes.
Next one, which is the masculine one, is Mars.
Right.
Venus and Mars are, quote, feminine, masculine sides of love, right?
Right.
So Mars is also an emotional one. Everybody has both. It just depends what sign they're in and what you choose to do with them. And there's an awful lot of leeway. It's not fatalistic, this.
Yes.
You gather that. There's the sun, which is the circle of matter with the dot of spirit in the middle, the symbolism of that.
Nice.
Or indeed the other way around. I read somewhere the other day, so look at it how you will. That's the north node of the moon, which is always interesting. It shows one what one's supposed to be doing this lifetime. Difficult to say where it is with you, because always on the left-hand side of the chart, you always put the rising sign, and that's what... That is why one needs the time of your birth.
Right.
And I didn't feel... You can sometimes tell it from the way people look. And I didn't feel that was right. I've got you, sake of argument, to Sagittarius. That was putting your time of birth at what you said, which was the tail end of the day. I knew this was going to be difficult. It's very hard to say for sure. It's not Pisces, because I'm sure it's not. You look much more Pisces. Could even be Aquarius. It could be all sorts of things. You've got bits of all of them. Sometimes it's very obvious, sometimes it's not.
Does that make it very hard to do the chart?
No. Mm-hmm. Because I can do it all on intuition. It doesn't matter at all. It just irritates my pedantic brain. I'm a Virgo.
I don't think I can help on
it. It's just... No, it doesn't matter. Forget that. You can choose your own rising sign. Jeanette did. She did it with a pendulum.
Sounds good.
She was born at whatever it was, 4:23 in the afternoon.
I don't really like Sagittarius.
I was going to say, you're heavily... I mean, Sagittarius is a big issue for you at the moment. I did feel that when I drew it up.
Oh, isn't that curious? I wonder why.
If it's not at the moment, maybe it will be any minute.
Would that be a person who's Sagittarius, or...?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a man who's a big issue, but I don't think he's Sagittarius. I thought he was Aries, but you just suddenly told me he doesn't tell his birth date.
Oh.
Bad
sign. Yes. Bad sign for someone like you who appreciates honesty and upfront. And
more than appreciate.
Yeah, and if you don't get it, actually, you can get very muddled, struggling on the horns of the dilemma about whether it is dishonesty or whether it's something else.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
You don't need to get into that sort of trap.
Sagittarius, that's what, December?
I felt Sagittarius was a big issue. End of November, last 10 days, well. It varies slightly every year, last 7 or whatever days of November and first 20 roughly of December.
I don't have a clue.
It may not have come to your awareness yet.
Yeah. Unless I say this guy happens to have been born in, you know, that time. So I thought he was Aries.
I mean, just watch out.
All right.
Sagittarius thing, because it did come to me strongly.
Right.
True in some way. Yeah, it's a definite person. Not a person you're just thinking about, it's a person who's actually around.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about his birthdays. You know what I mean? It could be someone in business or something, I don't know.
Well, don't worry anyway, I'm sending a party trick that. in any case it doesn't matter, so what? Just watch out for it.
Yeah.
So that's the Sun, that's the Moon's north node. The Moon has two satellites, right. The north and south node that go around it, da da da. Very significant in what we call karmic terms, which is useful, you don't have to believe in.
So what does it mean in this position?
In that position, it's in Gemini. Gemini is the sign of the writer, jolly good, perfect. It's also a sign that's meant to mix with lots and lots of different people. It may mean that you ought to be doing more about... I mean, you sound like you get round all sorts of people, and that's the feeling.
Yeah, I've been a bit isolated lately.
Yeah, she ought to be doing more about, that's what I've got psychically, you should be doing more about mixing with lots of different people. Which is a Gemini thing, dark.
Here, I mean, when I write, I isolate myself, but that's not wonderful for me.
Yeah. It's a funny one, Aries, it is wonderful for you, because, I mean, ultimately, you're happiest out there doing things on your own, actually.
Yeah.
Because of this leadership thing about Aries, in order to be... you know, leader of the pack, you have to be to some extent on your own.
Right.
So in a way, you know, to be writing by yourself isn't a bad thing, whatever you may think with that chart. You're also a sociable sign, but ultimately you're the one that's always gets on fine by yourself.
Yeah, I can just, you know, go wholeheartedly into the isolation to a huge extent.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want sort of morbid scorpionic isolation, I mean.
Right.
Profoundly spiritual scorpionic isolation is great, but Aries should always be cheerfully isolated. There's nothing worse than a mopey Aries. That's what all you lot have to avoid.
Right.
Because you're the most positive sign, just by polarity, you can be the most negative.
Yes. Well, I certainly. Or
you
could,
because you're the most, you know, bouncy one that gives people a buzz. You can also be the biggest downer.
Yes. Well, that's
but
true.
But you can avoid it, you see. Yeah. So you just give Aries a kick.
Yes.
I'll just get your tea. This is going at a tremendous pace, which is typical of your chart. What's going on in your chart at the moment means that he might have, you know, he could have said anything to you with what's going on in your chart.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, he was very nice, considering.
You turned the energy round and came straight out with it, so that was very good, which is what you should be doing. Go direct to the core.
Right. I don't know why. Well, I've done a very stupid thing. But,
well,
yeah. I mean, I just made a wrong turn. What's going on in my chart?
Well,
I sort of know it's very jumpy. I mean, that's not. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Could be all sorts of things going on at the moment. Look, it's the planet Uranus, right? Last year you had an awful lot of Saturn, which is basically it teaches us the lessons we're supposed to learn in life, but it can be sort of quite depressing at the same time.
It's awful
going
last
on.
Year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Absolutely awful.
I was going to say, because you had it, the problem is, not a problem, but the fact of your thing is that you've got three planets close together in Aries, so
right.
If something's affecting one of them, very shortly it's going to affect the other two as well.
I think that's true, yes.
Now, we assume that your moon's in Aries. I felt that very strongly, which would back your theory that you were born later in the day.
Right.
If it was going to be in Pisces, he'd need to have been born at least before, say, about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Well, the reason I think it was later in the day is when I got another birth certificate trying to get my real one, and they had just copied it, you know, and it wasn't the actual birth certificate.
Yeah.
They had made a mistake and put the 19th, not the 18th.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, well, it could be. I mean... I felt very strong your moon is Aries, not Pisces. Yes, you've got Venus in Pisces, which is the best place you can possibly have Venus, which is a famous female biological sign. Go on to that later, a whole other story. Basically, if you look at what planet rules which sign, and you look at your chart, and you take Neptune as equaling Pisces, because Neptune rules Pisces, you've got a very strong Neptune in your chart, you've got an awful lot of Aries, you've got other things as well. We don't know what the rising sign is.
Right.
But your two major signs are definitely Aries and Pisces. So, I mean, the guy that...
Right, so that could
have
been like a machine
down,
so. Yeah.
Being roughly right.
Yeah.
Given that Aries is such a courageous, dynamic sign, and Pisces is the dreamer and the one that gets the inspiration, but essentially not a doer. Aries is a great doer and Pisces is a great dreamer. And you need to put them together,
yes,
properly, not having them clashing. Because Pisces is water and Aries is fire. You don't have to make that into a sort of rather unpleasant theme. So that's your whole thing. Really, I mean, planet Neptune is
probably true. Yeah,
it's the great planet of inspiration and illusion. So even though it probably isn't in the terms most easily express it in, I mean, your great. I would say that in each chart there's some big contradiction we've all got.
Yeah,
that's what we're working out. So,
well, I think the writing probably resolves a bit of that.
Yeah, oh, like man, I mean, it's totally creative.
Yeah, because I can go very far on the writing, and yet.
Yeah.
I mean, delusion.
Yeah,
line.
It's creative energy, actually. Yeah. And if people don't use it, they're in trouble. What if you do use it?
Oh, I couldn't not.
Mm.
I mean, I'm totally aware.
No, I don't think you could. You'd either have to be a...
I don't know what I'd do with all this, you know, stuff.
Well, you'd either have to be a great speaker or a great writer, or indeed both. But I think you'd have to make a career out of being a great speaker or a great writer, I reckon, with that chart. Because you've got Mercury and Mars. Mercury, where you think, communicate
yeah.
with Mars, which is a sheer push.
Right.
In a very dynamic sign anyway, so
right.
you've got so much to do.
Well, I am a writer, so that's why.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, I know. Well, fortunately, I don't, it is quite fortunate for this sort of thing, I don't know too much about, I probably do know more about you than I think I know. But,
right.
But, you know, I tend to live on another planet, I've got all sorts of blank spots about what's going on these days.
No, I meant that you're being quite accurate, I think.
Yeah.
That, you know, I am a writer.
I know that, but, well, there's writers and writers.
Well, the kind of writing I do is either deemed absolutely mad and sort of get her out of here, or else it's deemed to be, you know, very important.
Yeah.
It's not sort of in the middle.
It's pioneering. Like, the Aries is the great pioneer, so obviously some people are going to say it's mad.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
Yes. Well, they do. I just had a load of reviews in the last week.
Yeah. You can expect all sorts of unexpected things to hit you at the moment. That's what I was really getting onto, about the Uranian energy. Basically, the best thing to do with all that knocking around is not to be too rigid. I mean, it's the kind of time...
Right. Well, I got knocked around very heavily last week, in the last week.
Yes.
With the reviews. The old book came out, and it was quite...
And
something.
Probably exactly, I mean, you thought of every possibility, but it wasn't... You weren't expecting
You've
that
got it. Yes.
from...
Yeah.
yeah. That's the sort of energy it is. It's expect the unexpected all through this year, actually.
Really?
Which is fine if one's flexible enough.
Oh, I did get knocked around sexually, too. I mean, on that,
yeah.
you know, love sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, and I didn't
yeah.
expect that at all.
Yeah. It's also the kind of time when people tend to say, right, I'm going to settle down with this person now, you know, this is it. I'm going to settle down. Of course, the planets are saying don't, but everybody goes against that.
Yeah.
So basically, you need an awful lot of freedom in your own life.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm not. If anything, two guys buggered off. They didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't come the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It could work that way as well. But so just expect everything to be different from what you think it's going
right.
to be. Then you know you're flexible, and that's the best way to deal with that. We'll make you very restless deep down, so you need to go out and do as many exciting, positive, unusual things. As you
right.
Could.
Well, I was wondering whether I should move, but then I always wonder whether I should move when I get like this. And
no.
All right, that's what I was wondering,
Sorry.
You know, do I pick up and go back to America or something? But I have a feeling not, you know.
That's your own, that's the manifestation.
That's what I think, I'm,
well.
Yeah. Because I tend, whenever this sort of thing happens to me, to say, okay, I'm going to move.
You really shouldn't be there right now, I don't know why. Wrong.
Be where? In America.
In America.
Right. I have to go for a week, not next week, the week after, but that's only for a week for work.
Mm.
I have to go to Seattle for a week.
Right, well, you have to, so you've engineered that?
No, I haven't engineered it. I was asked to give two readings and two workshops and I'm paying you that money.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say no, but I'd lose $2,000.
I don't know, I'm not terribly keen on you doing that. It's up to you trying to click into your own instinct. Yeah, I mean, you're very intuitive. You stop to listen to your instinct.
I have no bad feelings about that, except for the airplane. Because it's kind of antenna.
Right.
Yeah. My feelings are. But otherwise, no, I didn't have any bad feelings about going to Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was two things you do have. I mean, I think you're as capable as anyone of getting your own input. So if you do suddenly think no, just listen to that.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if something comes up that stops you going, that will be...
Right.
Why?
Yeah. Okay, because I haven't got many bad feelings.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do about trips. And
yeah. Well, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you can expect your emotional life to be unusual this year, most likely.
Mm. I mean, I'll have one. It all looks sort of like nothing at the moment.
No, yeah, I think you definitely will have one, actually. I mean, I could get my years out, but I think you definitely will have one. Not necessarily right, but I feel it around.
Mm.
Probably all of a sudden things blowing up. I mean, you could, it's the kind of year when just be a little bit careful about. I know you are, I mean, I feel you are these days, looking at that chart, but about falling headlong for someone.
Oh God, I've done it for the last 2 years. I don't think I want to do it. You know, that was again, I do all the
time. Yeah. Well, I thought you were forewarned, but you could go and do it again, because it's... You know, use your psychic ability to work out whether you really should or shouldn't in
mm.
this particular instance, whatever
right.
it is. I mean, I was going to say work-wise, you could have had an unexpected thing coming out. That's sort of, I don't know in what way, but that reviews would cover that.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it was a review that it did. I mean, but sometimes unexpected things happen in work. You know, I get an unexpected job or something.
Yeah. Now, all this unexpected stuff, it covers this year, roughly speaking, and then it goes away and you get the last go of it, like summer and autumn next year. So if you spare that in mind.
Right. And then what happens? No more work?
Then what happens? Oh, all sorts of things. Then you move on to another set of transits. I did notice between 1991 to 1993, you've got this very good Pluto transit.
Right.
Which is to your Venus. Once again, love and money. And so, you know, make the most of that.
Right.
In your emotional life. People tend to use it more on love than money with the people that I see, but also in your financial life.
Yeah.
But I would say from your chart that that would be a very important, yeah, very important epoch for you.
Between yeah, 90.
Around 1991 to 93, roughly.
Yeah.
And later on than that too, but starting off with that.
Does it have anything definite about love life? Nothing strong about it.
What I do with that is look up the other person's birthday and compare the two charts.
Well, I don't know. Since I
yeah.
thought he was April 15th,
no,
but I don't.
Yeah. Well, he may
suddenly
well
he just, I'm sure he must have told me, I don't know why I thought that, but suddenly he said, no, I'm down for anyone's birthday, so I don't. I'd make a half star, but it's April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
Not the most honest. Yeah, it's funny.
If it's April 15th, in many ways you'll actually... Well, you can tell yourself, you don't really need the astrology.
Yeah.
You're looking at other aspects of yourself in
yeah.
with that.
Well, that's what I feel with
April,
yeah.
which is always interesting. Now, how old are you?
Yeah, you're younger than me.
Take a while from that. I look at April 15th.
Saying
that
he's
14.
Yeah, it is April 15th.
I get some sort of symbolic truth out of it, even not actual truth from it.
Well, it's an upset of him that he doesn't, you know, even say his birthday.
Yeah. According to that, he's got a Cancerian moon, which means that I mean, I know this is true anyway, even if it's the wrong birthday, he is very, very heavily at war with himself
oh,
with,
yeah.
about between his masculine, quote, feminine side.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
In a way, you really don't need. You know, I mean, some people hang up sometimes relevant to oneself and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
And I think that whatever he's doing on all that is nothing to do with you, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. See, you find that Aries and Cancerians, you're on Aries anyway, difficult mixture of that. I don't know if you found that. If you've got it, that difficult mixture in themselves, you don't actually have any notable Cancerian in your own chart. Mm. You don't have to fight that battle, you know.
Yeah.
I prefer it if you have a real birthday. I'd be more definite about things. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may be right. You've got
a little like a brother sister. I mean, you know what I mean. So
that's just that sort of affinity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got Mercury and Aries, which same as you again.
He's a journalist, but he's very frustrated by it. I think he wants to be a writer more.
Well, the thing is that you're quite unusual. You actually, anybody with all that Aries, there'll be times when you have the bright ideas and don't feel like carrying through, but then you've got this, deep stamina and stability in your particular case to carry through. But that's only because of unusual bits of your chart, which mean you do have it.
Oh, but I can be incredibly lazy and just not do things.
Well, you could spark very brightly and then just fizzle out.
Yes, I do.
I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
That's the property of Mercury and Aries, but there's a part of you that can carry through. Maybe he doesn't have that part. You know.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, I'd say he's a war with himself, is very accurate. So he doesn't carry through. You know what I mean? The war will rage up rather than carry through.
Well, the voice said he's very good with words, but he doesn't love them like you do. What does that mean? Or like she does. Talk about
that might be true. It means German, so it's hard to tell me. I can't read what he writes.
Yes. Yeah.
But he does love words. It's frightening.
Venus in Gemini has really got that music of flirts.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm crazy about that Venus in Gemini.
Oh, yes. Who will flirt with anybody, yes.
It's also very magnetic.
Yeah.
But it can be unreliable. They can just make themselves suffer with it. And you get people who are not flirts who still have Venus in Gemini, but you also get the casual butterflies. I just think that there's also this will fit in the wrong chart. Mars and Leo means that he can be very powerful personality, life and soul of the party, so this very, very dynamic scene. And he can be
very charming.
Yeah.
He's not
that's a mixture.
Masculine or, you know, not... What could be the life of the party in a way? But it's a charm. It's the charm of a prankster or of a...
I think it can dominate the gathering of people, if you're by me.
Yeah.
He's far from magnetism.
He's very shy. So it's the charm of a shy man. That's what...
And that wasn't what I meant, actually.
Really?
In the context that you really, really see him.
I'm not, no. I've only seen him in my context. Because he's married, so I don't go to his context.
Yeah.
That's true, I don't know him in any context.
Well, bear that one in mind. I think you can be a real dazzler in a group.
Mm.
Because you've got a very strong personality, you know, he might shut up with you.
Yes, he does. Well, he wanders in my world.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, some of you say I really... You know, you think quite bad news to you, I mean, up to you.
Oh yes, I know this. No, I'm not
really
obsessed anymore.
He's really not for you, that one.
Yes. No, I'm quite
he's not for you.
I think I know this.
Someone up there who's looking after you, you know.
No, I think after 2 years, what is it, a 7 3/4 of trouble.
You don't know his birthday.
A bit weird, isn't it?
Right, it's a sign of somebody who thinks you need to hide something, often.
Yeah. You just like him, don't you? I'm talking about his childhood.
No, the Sagittarius thing is probably somebody else and you haven't realised they're Sagittarius yet, isn't it? Maybe your love life, but maybe something else, but it's around.
And the only other man I've been seeing, you know, I mean, that would all be love life, was also Aries. And it was...
There's really awful lot of same sign stuff which people tend to go through in the same Maybe that was it. Of looking at different angles of yourself in some
of these. Funny, this was sort of an arrangement or something. Just something never was. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And recently broke up. There was hardly anything to break up. And
yeah.
It was just something that meandered along and stuff.
No.
But who was Aries? There's nobody else. I mean, I have
Aquarius.
A few crushes at the moment. If you know what I mean? But
yeah, Aquarius. Yeah, Aquarius come up very soon. Potential in your emotional life, watch out for that one.
Oh, that's dangerous.
No.
Oh. I mean, are the Sagittarius and Aquarius dangerous? Are they coming up as...
No.
Oh.
That was an interesting conclusion you just leapt to. I was feeling
yeah.
I felt quite good.
Well, I've had 2 years of, you know, trouble
from
this man.
Your danger is...
I'm like, whoa.
You just have to be aware you may go in and out of things. You know.
Yeah.
Rather more quickly over the next year or so, and that bit on the end I mentioned on the tape, when it recurs, than you will at other times in
right.
the future. So please not to sort of go head over heels too fast. And I know you know that, but it's just a danger in anybody's chart when
yeah.
you've got that planet doing things to you. That's all. Because deep down you want your freedom.
Yes.
When deep down you want your freedom, it looks like the other person is booting you out of the door. It's actually, and you have to say this to people continually who've got it in their chart, naturally. Which you don't particularly, it's not a particular thing of yours, you've got it a bit. But the people who've got that aspect in their chart, that Uranian aspect, very strongly, you have to say to them, look, it might seem to you like all sorts of people have dumped you, but you have drawn that. You have actually deep down wanted to dump them,
because
you have this tendency to go in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And to a smaller extent than with many people, that applies to you through the whole of your life, but it's particularly possible at the moment.
Does it seem possible in my chart? Can you tell that I never sort of settled down, or well, whatever settling down would be?
I mean, you're actually incredibly idealistic. You've got Venus, the love planet, in the best possible place, which is wonderful. It means you've got, you know, the perfect view of love. Unfortunately, you don't live in a perfect world. So what happens to the poor Venus Pisces people who have got it all there? Somebody comes along who is not as aware as them, and they don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
They just do not understand, and they're not as potentially
yeah.
good at it as you are, and so they've let you down. That's what happens to poor Venus Pisces.
Yeah.
Until you get sussed enough not to go for those people. But being an Aries, it probably takes you a while.
Who do you go for?
Somebody more in your league than Mr. German, I think.
Well, that's one of my friends that said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. He's a screwball. I mean, he feels like
Is he a screwball? Oh, la la.
Yeah. I mean, it's all very well the fascination of what's difficult. You have to watch with that Pisces as well. Self-sacrificing, you do kind of pick up lame dogs, Venus Pisces.
Oh, do I ever?
Who in love with the highest sort
yes.
of spiritual love, big deal, you know?
Yeah,
you
I do it all the time. I'd get them out of madhouses if they could.
That's fine, as long as you don't expect, assume, you know, lay your own ideals on them, because they don't necessarily, they're not up to it.
Very much.
And that's the blessing and the curse of Venus Pisces. Nonetheless, it's the best, you know, it's a very, very, very high view of love. And I think you've actually put it nicely aspected, which is more than some of you do, so you've got a good chance. Yeah, I mean, it's very well aspected in terms of the astrology. Actually, more than a lot of people, you can give out an awful lot without danger to yourself. You have got, right from being small, I would say you had your finger on some sort of button which was good, whereby you could let people feel that you love them and benefit from that.
Mm.
It's an abundance of love without any danger to yourself.
Yeah.
More than a lot of things, Pisces, who have had more danger to themselves, really.
Really?
Than you have.
Mm.
You do have a low boredom threshold with people. You do like unusual relationships.
Yes.
I mean, all of that is quite hard to fit.
Yeah,
but it's possible to fit.
Yeah, it's quite true.
You must, because you've got Venus square Uranus in your own chart to a degree, you must always have someone who's constantly stimulating. You
yes.
can get bored quite easily.
That's true. That's probably why I get mad.
It's not necessary. It's not that. It's not written in your chart. I mean, more than you realise, you've got mad people because you want to help.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got to let the rotten apples drop. Somebody once wisely said, "You really have." I mean, you can't do anything else. You can't pick up someone who won't be helped up. But there's no reason why you shouldn't settle down. You are extremely your own person. You are fiercely independent. You must be in that area.
Oh yeah, by settle down, I don't mean get married. I just mean that sort of a stable love relationship, which would be very nice. Mm.
But I'm not quite sure how far you've worked out, really, that you are deeply somebody who's very good on your own as well. So it has
worth
your while to settle down, actually.
Oh no, I know this. I've been on my own for years and years.
You know, I mean, your subconscious will not let you settle for a person who's a very nice person, but who doesn't have all sorts of unique qualities you need. Take you a long time to find.
Yeah. I just wonder if I'll ever find him,
that one person you need.
Yeah.
No reason why not, mate. No, honestly, no reason why not at all.
No.
And I mean, the reason you haven't so far is any astrologer or people with certain psychological slant and so on is because you haven't wanted to deep down.
Yeah.
It doesn't suit you. So far.
No, I've been feeling in the last year that I've wanted.